All right. Anyhow, I was out walking, and they, as every morning, I sort of try to figure out what the good Lord wants to talk to me about today. And every once in a while, he gives me a lot of insights into what to do. And I thought, well, you know, this is like Apollo 8. I know that Apollo 8 read from Genesis, and that was the beginning, in the beginning, God, and that tied in with John, and all things made were made by him. And then in Apollo 11, they actually came across, Enders was at the space capsule and decided, well, okay, now it's time for communion. And both of those things sort of thought rendered in my mind. I thought, well, what does that really mean? And I thought, well, what the Apollo 8 decided was that was something that the extraterrestrial, now that means that beyond the Earth, and so that claimed space, God's universal space in space. And then that Apollo 11 made a claim, and again, external to Earth. So that made a claim for all Christ's glory to be spread into all the universe. And I thought, well, how do you do that? And so I started back with a lot of the things that in the beginning there was and so forth. And it started to put things together in my mind anyhow as to how that came about. And so I was thinking about that and all the different types of scriptures that came into mind anyhow is that, like, see, I'm making all things new, and look, you know, how is it that you tie this thing now with communion, for instance? And in one case, the scriptures say, you cannot be my disciple if you cannot eat of my flesh and drink of my blood. And I'm thinking, wait a minute, that's cannibalism. You can't really talk about that. Well, that's what Christ demanded, that you be wholeheartedly connected with him. And through him, you were connected to God. And then I looked at that part of the thing. That was okay. That's what he demands of you. But how does it come about? Well, at the Last Supper, he was talking about after the supper, he took the cup. He took the bread and he broke it. He said, "This is my body broken for you," and that ties right back in with eating of my flesh, because that's what he was saying. And then he took the cup and drinking it and drinking of my blood in the new covenant. And he said, "This is symbolic of this of the thing that I require of you to be my disciples. So you need to turn your life around and commune with me." And then in Genesis 3, if you look at, or 2, sorry, Genesis 2 was during the fall, God came up with a new plan that would require this part of the thing, namely that he came up with a new plan to redeem spotless mankind. And that was part of it. The other part of it was that you, in the Ten Commandments anyhow, you have the right straight off the bat, and as well as in the Lord's Prayer, I shall have no gods, no idols before me, no other idols. I am God, and you shall have no idols before you. And that goes right back into that again, namely that if you don't give up everything and you don't give up all of it, you're still tied with idols. And so that then tied back again with, okay, what is it about Apollo 8 and Apollo 11 that makes this unique? And the Apollo 8 was the reading of Genesis on Christmas Eve for all the nations of the earth, but and more importantly, it made a claim for all of space belonging to God and the universe. And then Apollo 11 came along, and as I said, that Apollo 11 came along and the Enders made communion there, and that satisfies the same requirements of communion here on earth, but it now claims the same type of communion with God in space, entirely in space now. So, and I got it written down, so it's some of the scriptures are still a little foggy, but little snippets of scriptures, that things like that, and just keep coming into the mind, and you knit them all together, and boy, it sure makes sense after that. So that's about it for that type of thing.